This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated, laid foundation stones and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth around 13,430 crore rupees at Kurnool in Andhra Pradesh today. The projects span across key sectors including industry, power transmission, roads, railways, defence manufacturing and petroleum and natural gas. Addressing a gathering in Kurnool, the Prime Minister highlighted India's rapid strides in clean energy and electricity access. Highlighting Andhra Pradesh's technological push, Mr. Modi lauded the state's efforts to establish Kurnool as India's drone hub. Mr. Modi also outlined the vision for Visakhapatnam to emerge as an AI and connectivity hub, hosting the country's first artificial intelligence hub.
आज भारत की और आंध्र प्रदेश की स्पीड और स्कोप इसको पूरी दुनिया देख रही है. आंध्र प्रदेश में गूगल ने बड़ा निवेश करने का ऐलान किया है. गूगल यहां हमारे आंध्र प्रदेश में भारत का पहला आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस हब बनाने जा रही है.
The Prime Minister pointed out the financial benefits flowing into the state due to GST reforms, with expected savings of over 8,000 crore rupees. He said these savings will enhance the festive season and encouraged people to celebrate the GST Bachat Festival with awareness and participation. Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu and Deputy Chief Minister Pawan Kalyan were also present on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said 258 battle-hardened left-wing extremists have abjured violence in the last 2 days. In a social media post, the minister highlighted that 170 Naxalites have surrendered in Chhattisgarh today, while 27 surrendered yesterday. Mr. Shah also highlighted that 61 returned to the mainstream in Maharashtra yesterday. He added that since last year, after the BJP came to power in Chhattisgarh, more than 2,000 Naxalites have surrendered, nearly 1,800 have been arrested, and more than 450 have been eliminated in the state. The minister lauded the decision of Naxals to renounce violence, reposing their trust in the constitution of the country. In Bihar assembly elections, the process of filing nominations and campaigning has gained momentum as tomorrow is the last day for filing nominations for the first phase of polling. A large number of candidates from both NDA and Grand Alliance parties filed their nomination papers today. Meanwhile, the Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, released its second list of candidates, announcing a total of 29 nominees. With this, the five NDA partners BJP, JDU, Hindustani Awam Morcha, Rashtriya Lok Morcha and LJPR have now declared candidates for all 243 assembly seats. In contrast, the Grand Alliance led by the Congress and RJD has not yet announced its full list of candidates. The External Affairs Ministry today said India is closely monitoring the situation between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it is clear that Pakistan hosts terrorist organization and sponsors terrorist activities. He said it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures. On whether there was a conversation between US President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on oil imports, the spokesperson said he is not aware of any conversation between the two leaders yesterday. The spokesperson, however, said the country's oil import policies are guided entirely by the objective to safeguard the interests of the Indian consumer in a volatile energy scenario. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar today met Prime Minister of Sri Lanka Dr. Harini Amarasuriya in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jay Shankar said that they discussed India's continued support to Sri Lanka in strengthening the cooperation between the two countries in education and capacity building. Indian cricketers Abhishek Sharma and Smriti Mandhana have been named ICC Players of the Month for September. In men's category, Abhishek scored 314 runs in 7 Asia Cup matches at an 44.85 average and a strike rate of 200, earning player of the tournament and career high 931 T20 rating points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.